If you've ever looked at the data reported on the opioid crisis here in Monroe County, you can walk away feeling pretty confused. Researchers at RIT's Center for Public Safety Initiatives did just that. They examined data collected and reported by the New York State Department of Health, the Monroe County Medical Examiner's Office, and the Monroe-Livingston Regional Emergency Medical Services Council. The researchers say the publicly available data are quite confusing and inconsistent. Here to talk more about this is Janelle Duda Banwar. She is a doctoral candidate and co-author of the paper called Chasing the Data. Janelle, good to talk to you. Thanks so much for being here.
Great, and I'm happy to be here.
One area where we see a discrepancy in the data is the opioid-related overdose deaths for 2016. Last year, the Monroe County Medical Examiner's Office reported 169 such deaths, but the New York State Department of Health reported 118. How do we account for that discrepancy?
Yeah, so the part of the discrepancy can likely be accounted for by differences in how they're reporting the data. So the medical examiner's office is reporting by county of death, so where the death occurred, while the New York State Department of Health data is recording where the resident was from. So you would read this to be there were 118 Monroe County residents who died from an opioid-related overdose in 2016 versus 169 opioid-related deaths that occurred in the county.
In other words, some of the overdose deaths that occurred in Monroe County could involve people, and apparently did, involve people who lived in another county.
Yes, yes, this is possible and likely, but what's a little bit sort of confusing is that in the 2 years prior that we have data for, the discrepancies are much smaller, and the reporting is that there were fewer deaths that occurred in Monroe County than the New York State Department of Health data in 2014 and 15, but then this reverses for 2016. So it's inconsistent, so it raises some questions.
Yes, you and your fellow researchers who worked on this report said you have reason to believe that the available data, at least the publicly reported data, is vastly underreporting the extent of the opioid crisis.
Yes, I mean, this is a crisis that really has exploded in a short period of time, and we just don't have good information on it. We're trying. There are, you know, multiple local agencies that are really struggling with collecting information that will be important to solve the crisis. And depending on who's collecting the data, there's going to be differences. And I want to highlight, too, that this is not unique to Monroe County. This is happening across the country.
With such a crisis that's really sweeping through our community and the nation, why you would think this would be a top priority? I'm sure it is a top priority for many local governments. Why are the data collectors struggling so with getting accurate numbers?
Well, it's the nature of the problem. So it's a health issue, and so there's toxicology testing that goes on as well, and that can take months, actually, for those results to come back. So you'll have someone who shows up at the hospital, and then they die from an overdose, but they need to then be tested to determine what drugs were in their system. And so this can take a lot of time. So there's a lot of lag in the data that's occurring.
Your report does identify one community that is using an interesting approach to tracking this data in real time. This is Washington, D.C., Baltimore.
Yes. So they've done some really neat work around developing a map in real time as to when naloxone is being administered by EMS. They're then going into a system, documenting it, and then helping surrounding areas to be prepared for, you know, for example, if there's a more lethal dose of heroin out there, at least with fentanyl, then they're able to be more proactive than reactive.
So you're saying that if suddenly you have a spike in the use of naloxone in a certain geographic area, that could really be an indication of there may be a potent dose of heroin hitting the streets right now in this particular area.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, Janelle, thank you so much. Janelle Duda-Banwar is a doctoral candidate. She's the co-author of the report. It's called Chasing the Data, Monroe County Opioid-Related Data. And this is from RIT's Center for Public Safety Initiatives. And we'll put a link to this report on our website at wxxinews.org.
Great, thank you.